that they were noticing that maybe the overall population was not noticing. Is that right?
Well, that is correct. We're a public institution. We are an educational institution, a post-secondary educational institution, and we value diversity of our community as well as being welcoming and inclusive. There's another piece to this, and that is that we have a compelling interest in the educational benefit of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that that makes us a better institution. And obviously, in our strategic planning process that takes us through the year of 2020, diversity and inclusivity has a major presence. And as I said, it's also one of our values.
Right. And that strategic plan proposal has just been approved by the Board of Trustees. Is that correct? They approved it in their last meeting by vote?
Yes, it was approved October 24th during the Board of Trustees retreat.
Okay, and so what are some of the provisions that listeners might be interested in knowing, that some of the steps at University of Kentucky or goals that University of Kentucky has set for itself in diversity strategic planning?
Well, we'll begin with our students, by far the most important thing we do. But our student population, what we want to do first is we want to make sure that we continue the initiatives we have as far as diverse enrollment of undergraduate as well as graduate and professional students. That's where it starts. From there, when the students arrive, we want to make sure that we provide an environment where the students can succeed. So it's not just having the students here, but it's the issues having to do with student success.
Right.
We also have a workforce. We have a workforce of, it's about 13,000 regular full-time employees on this campus or throughout the university, which obviously has multiple locations throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as temporary employees, that's somewhere between 5,000 to 8,000 more each and every year. So the next focus of the plan would be to make sure that we look at particular job groups of employment and look at the utilization in those job groups, in particular of our female employees and of our employees that voluntarily self-disclose being members of all minority groups.
Right.
That's something that's important to us. But then there is the third piece. And that is that we will provide a community that is welcoming and inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Some people refer to it, you hear this a lot, you hear cultural competence, you hear inclusion, you just hear a lot of things said that what they actually mean is that we are a place that people feel welcome, people feel safe, and they can come here and maximize their potential. And that's what the strategic plan basically says. It also talks about the international community. It talks about the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about numerous other marginalized groups as well as majority groups.
Right. We were very lucky to have Lance Poston on our show last week for in advance of Transgender Day of Remembrance. And he told us about some great things that his office is doing, your new LGBTQ asterisk director there at the university. So now this piece of art is part of the product of what's known as the WPA, the Works Project Administration, which is a big piece of Depression era history where they created the CCC, the Conservation Corps that worked in the parks, and then they put the artists and musicians to work, and even the theater people did a thing called a living newspaper, and they performed that. And so this female artist has created this painting as part of that historically. And I do think that there are some of these similar paintings in the VA hospital, because I was over at a thing at the VA and I noticed that it was a very similar painting muralized there. What about the argument that this is a destruction of history or to move it might be some kind of alteration of history. How do we counter that? And Dr. Capluto put it in some terms in that it was depicted when there were no African American students or faculty on the campus.
Well, it simply was. You know, it's obviously a very precious piece of art, and I don't think anyone has ever argued that point. The complexity of this piece of art is that it was created on a wall using a particular method in which it not only is on the surface of the wall, but it actually is within the wall itself.
Oh.
And you'd have to see it and understand it in order to know what I'm actually referring to.
Have seen it. But so it's the whole wall, and the doors are built into the mural.
It's the whole wall.
Yeah, on this it's a piece by Anne Rice O'Hanlon is the name of the painter. Yes.
Yes, and it was created on this wall without, and this is my understanding of it, without the plaster being totally dry.
Oh.
And so therefore it actually sank into the wall itself, and that's one of the things that makes it so very special. Because of the complexity of the art, it will continue to take very close analysis as far as finding out more about that particular piece of art, the way that it is structured.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's the beginning, and I think you go beyond that in order to make informed decisions of what the future of it will be. And therefore, I believe that what President Capaluto has proposed and what will be done, and I applaud him for that, that's an action that that obviously will can be taken immediately. Because as far as the complexity of the artwork, that's going to take time.
So has the drape been put up over the work, or will that happen over Thanksgiving break?
I'm not aware. I haven't been to the facility. It's
okay.
On the campus, but
sure.
I haven't been there to see. I seriously doubt it. I would believe that even that would take more than...
Sure.
I believe it's been 2 days now.
Right. You got to put in the paperwork. So, Terry, what has the reaction of students been? Have they talked to you about it? Have you seen anything on social media, or have they sent you emails about this decision being made?
From it's my knowledge, from what I have seen up to this point, the students are grateful. The students are grateful. The students are grateful that their voices have been heard. The students are grateful that there has been an action that has occurred. And again, I think I used the word tangible. It's a tangible action, something that actually you can actually see and come to know that as we talk in terms of what we represent and who we are, that the actions coincide with what our messages are.
Well, there we have it. Terry Allen, the University of Kentucky Interim Associate Vice President for Institutional Equity, who has been talking with us about the decision taken and announced by President Eli Capaluto to drape and obscure the painting by Anne Rice O'Hanlon from the 1930s that depicts African-American people enslaved, and it also has some negative depictions of Native American folks. Terry applauds the president for this step. He says the students have also been grateful for a tangible action in response to their concerns that were raised at a dinner where they were invited to the president's house, and they had a very connected three-hour discussion with the president and the provost, and Terry was there also. Lexington's got a final quotation from Dr. Capaluto's blog post, and then we will turn to a little bit of music and wait for our next guest here on Interview Radio, WLXL, LPFM. Lexington, can you give us that quotation from Dr. Capaluto's blog post on this issue?
Yes. He says that, "During the three-hour conversation at Maxwell Place, I pledged to the students who thoughtfully and poignantly discussed the painting that I would seriously consider their concerns. To that end, I am committed to finding a way to respond to the pain that it causes and bring sober reality to its romanticized depiction of our history.
Well, I think that's just a lovely way to end our conversation. And Terry, I really am very grateful for you to take time to speak to our WLXL LPFM audience on this afternoon.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, and I'll see you on the campus.